and amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's worship the Lord. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Oh, the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power, and oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches to the high. Gives me strength from day to day.
Hallelujah.
It will never lose. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your blood, God, will never lose its power. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Your blood will never lose its power. Thank you, God, for it reaching through the highest mountains, God, flowing where we may be in the lowest valleys. We thank you this morning, God. Send a word, Lord. Send a word, Lord. Send a word, Lord, for your people, oh God, that they will see, oh God, your hand move and understand, oh God, that your blood will never lose its power. Amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of the Most High God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This morning, God says the blood, the doorpost, the lamb. Amen. The blood, the doorpost, the lamb. If we may, just for a few minutes, amen, remind you of the word in Exodus 12th chapter. Thank you, God. And we'll be looking at that 12th chapter in its entirety, but we're going to highlight a few of those scriptures. But the blood, the doorpost, the lamb, thank you, God. Exodus 12th chapter in the first verse says, "Now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, he said, 'This month shall be the beginning of months for you. It is to be the first month of the year to you.'" And the word goes on and says, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, 'On the 10th of the month, they are each to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's households, a lamb for each household.'" Thank you, God. The fifth and through the seventh verses reads as follows: "Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or the goat," amen. "You shall keep it until the 14th day of the month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight. Moreover, they shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorpost and on the lintel of the houses in which they eat." Amen. Thank you, God. We're gonna hesitate right there with that word. The blood, the doorpost, the lamb. "Now the Lord said," and we are emphasizing the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, where? In the land of Egypt. This wasn't after he brought them out, you see. This was while they were still in Egypt and the people were still in bondage. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall be the beginning of months for you, the first month of the year." And we did a little research, and when we look at the Jewish calendar, amen, and we're going to follow, thank you, God, the things of Christ, who was a Jew, amen. And we look at the first month of the year, and it's known as Nisan, amen. And when we researched and we looked and we found out that, we just want to share with you that the beginning month of the year on the Jewish calendar says somewhere between March and April, amen? And as we see this thing we call Easter or resurrection, we notice that sometimes the dates change, amen? And it goes from March through April, the beginning of the Passover, amen? And that's how it's marked accordingly, because it's at the beginning of the Passover. Thank you, Lord. So God said to Moses and Aaron that this will be the beginning of the months for you. And he told him to speak to all the congregation, saying, "On the 10th day of this month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves." And that word goes on to tell us that the word of God was very explicit in his instructions. And he said to the people also that if a lamb was too much for your household, and let's say that your household only has three people, you know good and well one lamb is too much. A whole lamb is too much for that household. So he goes on to tell them, if it's too much for your household, then you get with your neighbor right next to you and you all share the lamb. Amen. Let me tell you that the people understood the importance of following the instructions and directions of God. And I would want to just take a little sidestep for a minute and talk about this thing that we sometimes hear when we hear the word proclamation. And when we hear the word proclamation, we think of something that's very important, something that needs to be said, something that we need to focus in on, and something we need to really think about. And I'm here to tell you that this word this morning is a proclamation. It's something very important. It's something that we need to think about and keep our minds stayed on. Amen? Thank you, Lord. So as we think about the word proclamation, we think about, thank you, Jesus, things that kind of sometimes interrupt our daily schedule. Sometimes things interrupt what we are going to do or how we are going to do it. Now, we know that the different governors of the cities, of the states, excuse me, and the mayors of the cities have made some proclamations recently and set some things in place and set some things aside. We're giving ear to it. We're focusing on it. We're thinking about what they're saying and what we should be doing. So let's think about this morning, that God is telling us there are some things that need to be done. The doorposts. Thank you, God. The blood. Thank you, God. The lamb. The blood this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As we think about Passover, we think about the sacrificial lamb, the paschal, that lamb that was a sacrifice, that lamb that had to be cut open, and we go on to, thank you, Lord, the fact that it had to be an unblemished male. It had to be one that was clean and, oh God, ready for the sacrifice. That 5th through 7th verses tells us in that 6th verse, keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel, everybody needs to keep theirs in place. Don't go ahead. Don't lag behind. It says on that 14th day at twilight. Twilight, if you don't understand, is the close of day as the sun is going down. That's when all of Israel shall kill the lambs that they have for sacrifice. And then it tells them to take some of the blood in that 7th verse and put it on the 2 doorposts and on the lintel of the houses in which you're going to eat it. Take some of the blood, put it on the doorposts and the lintel, thank you, God, of the house in which it will be eaten. Warning, warning. We need to think about the warnings that God gave. You see, when we think about warnings in our society, things that get our attention, the proclamations that get our attention, the things that come to get our attention, we think about this as a warning to the people of God, that God wanted them to understand that there is something you need to do to cover yourself. Amen? Exodus 12:12-13 says, this is why the warning came. For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute my judgments. He said, I am the Lord. And the 13th verse tells us, the blood shall be a sign for you on the house where you live. And when I see the blood, God is speaking now, when I, God, see the blood on your doorpost, on your lintel, I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. You see, when death was coming, it was because God said, come. Come on, God. So this warning came after God had already brought plague after plague on Egypt, and they just did not get it. Pharaoh would not give in. Let me tell you that sometimes God has to do some things. He has to continue to do some things to get our attention. Amen? He gives us warning after warning, and we keep doing what we want to do. Don't let God have to bring the plague upon your household. You see, this happened after God had brought plague, after water had been turned to blood. He brought the frogs, and Lord knows I wouldn't have lived through the frogs. He brought the lice and the gnats. We can hardly stand the sand gnats now. They're pesky little things. But God brought these things in his plagues. The people couldn't even see through them. He brought wild animals and flies, Lord Jesus. And he caused pestilence and disease among the livestock. So when your livestock, that very thing that you have to eat, when it's diseased and it dies, come on, God. He allowed boils to grow on the skin of the people. My God. You know, last week we said, where is God? He was right there and he's right here. Amen. See, we tend to think that God is this soft person who is always going to just let us do what we want to do. Let me tell you that God is as a father, and he is our father. And our fathers on this earth don't allow us, if they care about us, to do what we want to do. You see, God has to get our attention sometimes. And I think right now that he has the attention of his children and the attention of those who don't even know him. Come on, God. So this warning came after he'd already done some things to try to make it happen, to try, thank you, Lord. But at this time, he's saying, now, my children are going to have to listen, because if you don't cover your doorposts, you don't cover your lintel, if you haven't followed, you can't go get some blood from somebody else's house. He said to cover it with the blood. See, these are some serious instructions. And sometimes we get off track for listening to God and not really doing exactly what God has told us to do. The blood, the doorpost, the lamb. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So as the warnings come and the warnings go, we remind you that this is a proclamation this morning, that this word is of great importance. Thank you, Lord. And when we think about the fact that we hear things that get our attention, even in the society, when public announcements come, sometimes even in things we're practicing, even in our schools with our children, something that gets their attention is a fire drill. When we hear the sounds of the tornado warnings blowing through the city, amber alerts that come up even on our phones now. And everybody, if you've got a phone, it's going to go off. I don't care if you have it on silent. I don't care. Oh, my God. That thing goes off and it gets our attention. So let me tell you, in times like these, God is getting our attention. The blood, the doorposts. Thank you, God. The blood, the doorposts, thank you, God, the lamb. There are warnings for these things that sometimes when these warnings come, they cause a panic. When the Amber Alert goes off, somebody has gotten somebody's child. It causes a panic. When we hear the siren of the tornado warning and the city is already, thank you, God, trying to evacuate, sometimes it stirs up a panic. But let me tell you that if you do what you're supposed to do, and you take the blood and you cover yourself, you put it over your doorpost. And let's talk about that doorpost for just a moment, if I may. When we think about the Israelites during that time and their doorpost, that's the entryway in, and it was the entryway out. Amen. They didn't have a back door or a side door like many of us have. They didn't have windows all over the place. Amen. I declare and decree that right now, if God were to instruct us to cover every entryway in our house, Lord, some of us got some entryways we got to cover. Amen. Every doorway on the post, every doorway on the lintel. Amen. Every entryway with the windows. Amen. We would have some covering to do. Thank you, God. And I guarantee you, if we knew that God said, if you do this thing, I'll send away COVID-19, we'd be out there painting those windows, painting those doors. Thank you, God. But I guarantee you, there are some who are not going to do it. There were some who didn't follow those instructions. They didn't make it through the night. Amen. And let me tell you that when he locks you in with that covering over your doorpost, the people already told us, thank you, God, to shelter in. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Stop hanging out in places. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So when God tells us to shelter in, thank you, Lord, we've got to make sure that like the Israelites, that we don't come running out. Amen. Because any that came out after that doorpost was covered, when that spirit of death came through, that God brought through, you see, We can't put on the enemy. When they, oh my God, refuse to stay in, to follow those instructions, oh my God. If they were firstborn, they died. Thank you, Jesus. So God said, I'm going to kill all the firstborn in Egypt. Guess what? His children were in Egypt. So that's why he set them up for success. He set them up for safety and security. But they had to follow the directions and instructions. God came through. He killed all the firstborn of Pharaoh and his kingdom. But those Israelites who did not follow his instructions, guess what? Their firstborn were taken out at that time. Warning, warning, I tell you. These things cause us to panic sometimes. But what we need to understand is that the blood of that sacrificial lamb that they used, amen, covered on those doorposts, takes us to the fact that the lamb was already covering us before the lamb came, amen? The lamb of God. Come on, Jesus. Bring this together, Father. The lamb of God. The Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, amen? The Lamb of God who has come to save us from our sin. The Lamb of God who has come to save us from ourselves, amen? If we look at the book of Luke, and I know it's Palm Sunday. I have some palms behind me, thank you, God. But God told me exactly what he needed the people to hear this morning from me. The Lamb of God. We're going to give you a little bit of Palm Sunday, amen? The Lamb of God was sought out, amen, by a man named Zacchaeus, amen. And if we may, on that Sunday that has been known as Palm Sunday, that Christ, the Savior, the Lamb who came, my God, as a lowly king, amen, the Lamb who rode into the city on a donkey, amen, the Lamb, who had already done miracles, signs, and wonders. The Lamb. Zacchaeus wanted to see who that Lamb was. Amen. They say that Zacchaeus climbed up a sycamore or a fig tree. Let me tell you why he climbed up. Because the word says, you got to know, that he was short in stature. Means he was a little old man. He couldn't see above the crowds. So he put himself in a place where he could see who this man was. This Jesus, this king, the Lamb. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And in those times, tax collectors, probably in these times as well, were not seen as favorable by the people. Amen. They were ruthless. Thank you, Lord. They were, as we might say it, not of God. Amen. Because of the job that they do. And let me take a pause right there and say, don't hate folks for the job they do. Amen. Don't take the job personal. But Zacchaeus, you see, was not popular among the people because he was a tax collector. You're not happy about anybody coming to pick up your money. Thank you, God. But when Christ saw Zacchaeus in the tree and called him down, he said, come down from there. Not just because you're up there, but I need to go to your house. Oh, my. What an uproar. They started, oh, this man who is the Lamb, this man who is the God, this man who has done these miracles, signs, and wonders. Now he's going to go hang out with this sinner man. Come on, God. You see, Christ already assured us that he came to save the lost. So if you hadn't been lost, you can't be found. I thank God that I was lost, amen, but now I'm found. If you have not sinned, he's not looking for you, amen? Because Christ's blood, come on, Jesus, was shed for the sinner man. It was shed so that thing called sin that caused that wall of separation between us and God, come on, Jesus, that he brought it back together, amen? He became, oh God, our throughway, our doorway back into. So as that blood is covered, oh my God, covering the post, amen, the blood of Jesus has covered us in our lives, amen, so that thing that's on the outside of those doorposts, that thing that's dead, that thing that's corrupt, amen, that he can bring us back to God. Thank you, Lord. The Lamb. The Lamb the lamb, the blood of Jesus. Amen. The blood was covering us before the lamb arrived. And then the lamb came and sacrificed he was. They didn't take Christ's life. His life was sacrificed. Amen. He was the true Son of God. He is the true Son of God. His life was sacrificed so that you and I, with our sinful, messed up selves, yes, us, all have sinned, come short of his glory. Every last one of us, my mother, my father, your father, our children, we've all come short of his glory. But because of who he is able to keep us from falling. Thank you, Lord. So the lamb who was slain, you see, he came. He died. Gave up the ghost. But I'm rest assured that he was raised again. And this big thing is that he's coming back. We talked about the warnings and how we hear these things coming. We hear sirens when there's an accident. We hear sirens when there's a fire. Those are warnings and things that might get us a little excited. You don't want to turn the corner and find that the fire trucks have arrived at your address. Come on, God. The warnings that come to prepare us for things that are detrimental, amen? The warnings that come. We hear ambulance going down the street. We need to stop and pray. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that that person is going to be all right. Come on, God. The warnings that come in this society, they come to prepare us for things that are detrimental. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning that the warning of Jesus Christ is that we be saved, we give our life to him, we trust him, and we understand that on that Palm Sunday, he rode in. On that, my God, as we call it Easter Sunday morning, Resurrection Day, that he rose again. Thank you, God. We need to understand that when he rose, he stayed on this earth another 40 days, walked among the people, let them see him. Amen. But then he ascended. He left from this place. Amen. But he didn't leave us by ourselves. The Lamb left us with a comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Lamb left us so that we could be all right. So when you feel like you're at wit's end, when you're in the shelter in right now, when you feel like you're tired of being in, come on, God. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. Take this time to shelter in with God. Take this time to give him some more time. Amen. Some of us, many of us, I can't get to church because I'm tired. I worked all week. Well, I tell you, a lot of us are not going to work now. Come on, Jesus. A lot of us are working from home. I used to say, man, I wish I could work from home. I'm going to tell you, I have changed my mind. Thank you, Lord. So we got to be careful of the things we ask God for and the things we say, because everything that comes out of our spirit, God is aware of it. Let me leave you with some scriptures of assurance. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 say, for the Lord himself shall descend a shout. That's your warning. Guess what? You better heed the warning before this happens. It says, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet sounds of God. And this thing says right here, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So if you happen to die from this thing, from this world, before he comes back, guess what? Just make sure, be sure and very sure that you're anchored in him, that you've given your life to him, because it says you're going to have favor. It says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then it says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Philippians 2, 10 through 11. That at the time, at the name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue, even those that are cussing right now, even those who are claiming that he is not Lord, it says every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Revelation 22, 1 through 5. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, of the Lamb, of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Come on, listen to me. Which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree, healing of nations. The healing of nations. God send a healing into our nation right now. And the word says, and there shall be no more curse. Come on, God. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. Darkness is gone. They will need no candle, neither will they need the light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. The doorpost, God. The doorpost, God. Thank you, Lord. The blood, the doorpost, the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. The blood, the doorpost, the Lamb of God. The greatest and most ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Let me tell you that the trumpets are going to sound. We are in warning right now. I'm trying to tell you that the COVID-19 coronavirus, and I'm calling it the because it's a thing. We have caused this thing to think it has a personality. So we speak it, what shall be. We're declaring and decreeing. It doesn't have a personality. It's a disease. And God is able to stop this thing. He's the healer. He's the creator. So he who creates can take down that which he does. He who brings sickness can heal that which he does. See, I'm not giving the enemy any credit in this thing. Because if we go into the book of Revelation, many of us are kind of anxious and a little hesitant about the book of Revelation. But we get so into Genesis, you see, we know in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Come on. But we need to understand that the word of God is true from Genesis to Revelation. When we get to Revelation, it's already telling us the things that we are dealing with right now. I dare you. I declare and decree that if you go into that word, you'll understand better, not by and by. You'll understand now the things we are dealing with. You'll understand now the things that are coming. Amen. Come on, God. Word of God keeps telling us. When the horsemen ride, y'all not going to see them going down the street. The pestilence has already been released. Oh, God. They're going to take a third of this earth and it's going to die. Come on, God. We can't stop this thing. Nothing but prayer of the righteous availeth much in the eyes and the ears and the heart of our God. So all we need to pray is, Lord, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Let your grace and your mercy cover my household. Let your grace and your mercy cover my children. Let your grace and your mercy, oh God, well up in me, in my home, on my job, wherever I have to be at this time, God. You need to talk to the Father. You need to talk to the Son. You need to talk to the Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. The blood, the doorpost, the Lamb. The Lamb who is our Maker. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. In the beginning, Christ was there. in the beginning, Christ was there. He said, let us. Remember, God said, let us. Let us make man. He said, let us do these things. Thank you, Lord. He was already there. He just had to be manifested, oh God, in the flesh to come down and show us that he could endure the things that we were going to face. He endured a lot. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going through anything right now. Don't run with scare tactics, but be cautious, you see. Because you're being cautious doesn't mean you're afraid. Because you're following the instructions and directions means that you, oh God, are in tune. Come on, Jesus. Some of us don't even want to follow what we're being told to do. Come on, God. We don't. When you try the hand of God, you're putting yourself in a serious place. Don't try his hand. It's not going to get me. I'm good. I can go out and be among who I want to be among. Don't fool yourself. Follow God. Because watch this. God told us to follow the laws of the land. And if the laws of the land right now say social separation, so be it. I miss my mama. I sure do. But I know she's well. Don't chance your life and don't chance hers because your head is hard. Do what you need to do. Follow God. And remember, the blood, the doorposts, the lamb. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
And singing,
oh precious is the flow that makes
me wild.
But the blood of Jesus. Amen, Father. Thank you. Thank you for these, your people, oh God. We give you glory this morning and honor, and we give you praise. And we ask you, Father, to cover us, oh God. Keep us, oh Lord. Keep us, oh God. Let us remember safety first, shelter in place, but let us most of all remember it is the blood of Jesus that washes and that can make us whole. Amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. We say thank you to each of you who have joined us this morning. We bless God for our seed. Amen. Thank you, God, sharing with us in song this morning. Psalmist Jolene J. We say thank you to each of you for tuning in with Rhema Christian Fellowship this morning. Remember Rhema and Covenant Partners, as we leave from this place, from this service, from this public announcement, but never ever from his presence, until next Sunday morning, as the sun shall rise, Every soul we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. God bless and amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnevelle Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.